Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. We are in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, and yesterday we began Simin Tov Kuf Mem Zayim, which deals with some of the halachos of a person Nebuchus Nifter on Chol HaMoed. And we begin today with Yud Tes Amud Aleph, the bottom line, Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mishabo lo shmua besoch shloshim yom kol meregel. If somebody Nebuch hears about a loss, Zayin Krovim, the seven relatives that you have to be misabel for during the 30 days before a Yontif starts, before Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos, which we said in yesterday's shir, if the person had passed away more than that, and now you're going to do a hesped, it's going to refresh and remind you of Nebuch the law, so you're not allowed to make a hesped. Here, near Elisha Mutulasofto, the Mechaber is bringing down over here, and he brings it down in his Beis Yosef from the Yerushalmi, that you are allowed to make a hesped in this situation, even though the person actually passed away, what we call a shmur rechoka, more than 30 days beforehand, but you're only finding out about it during the first 30 days, the 30 days right before the regel, so then you are allowed to make a hesped. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, damarirus kvar kavua belibo, because the bitterness is right now, he's hearing about this right now, below Hesped, and the Hesped isn't going to make it any bitterer, because he's still in the moment, in the heat of the moment, that he's just hearing about the loss, Nebuch. V'dino kemeis b'soch shloshim yom, this is no different than if the actual person died during the 30 days before the rego, which we've already said, kodem rego, if they died within the 30 days before the rego, shemutal aspido kodem rego, that you're allowed to go and make a Hesped in that situation, that is allowed. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Nirali, the Mechaber says, it's my opinion, Shema she'anu noagim b'tashlum hashono lispod hameis ulahaskir nishmoso, that's the gears that the Mechaber has. In the Mishnah Berurah, he says, ulahaskir nishamos. That, the Mechaber says, that there's a custom at the end of the year of Avelos, that the family gets together, and that they memorialize or remember the mace, something like a yard site dinner, and that they daven for the neshama of that person at that point. Ein b'chal zeh. That's not a problem if it happens within 30 days before the chag. That's not going to stimulate an additional mourning that's going to stare the yontif. Umut lasos b'soch shloshim regel. And you could do this yard site gathering 30 days before the regel if that's when you're gathering to commemorate the years passing since the person Nebuch was nifter. So that is allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if cotton ches, ain't ze mashinogim lahaski neshamos bekelmole racham. He's not talking about just making a kelmole. That you're allowed to do. Shav ze beregel asma mutter. You can make a kelmole even on yontif. And that's not veino hesped elish mispalin lehem. That's something different. So here we're talking about where they're going to make hespedim. They're gathering together to family dinner or something like that, and they're making hespedim. So that is allowed 30 days before the rego. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Test tells us the Adarabba daito lahavsik ideis el viluso. This isn't to stimulate more mourning. This is to commemorate and memorialize that you're at the end of a certain level of mourning. Shari kod mukhein lo shmishchar. Before that, they would wear black clothing all year. That was their custom. Although the Yerushalmi footnote number 20 brings out from the Gesher Chaim that since the Goyim now wear black, so we Badafka don't wear black. Also, lino came. We don't wear black. He brings down from the Sefer Shulchan Gavoa that the Minhag Yerushalayim was Badafka. We wear white. And Adarabba, there's an Inyan to wear white, Kedei Lahayir al Neshama. It, so to say, symbolizes whitening the Neshama. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says that their minhag was that they would wear black, Ma'achakach Meisirin or something. They would take off their black clothing, symbolizing the end of the year, for Lovshim Levonim. And he brings down from the Beis Yosef that they would go and then wear white. So this is Adarabba not going to stimulate the mourning process, but it's going to end the mourning process, and therefore it's not a problem in doing so, making his hespedim 30 days before the yontif, as opposed to, in what we said in yesterday's shiur, that it would stimulate the mourning and ruin and shter the yontif. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nyut tells us you can do this within the 30 days. However, Abu B'moy Gufa Bevad the Osul Aspido, but you can't make eulogies if the yard site is al cholam white. You can't make eulogies. Af Bofenze, even in this fashion, that's improper because we have a mitzvah of Samach B'chagecha, and that excludes making eulogies on Chol HaMoed. Sif of the Mechaber writes, "In Koron Alameis b'Chol HaMoed El Lekrova," that when you rip kriya Nebuch for one of the people that you're supposed to rip kriya for, you can only do that for people that you're obligated to rip kriya for, the Zayin Krovim. Rechmon Tzlan, a mother or father, a brother or sister, a son or a daughter, and a spouse. Those are the seven Krovim. If any of them Nebuch passes away, so then you're mechuyev to rip kriya on Chol HaMoed. Shem chayavim lisalabu, abel lo, because there's a chiyav to go and do so. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Aleph, abel misha eno chayav, if you're not obligated to rip kriya for somebody. However, verotza likrov nea kovet, but alst kovet for that person, they were an influential person on your life, you consider them like a father, you consider them like a rebbe, so therefore, you would want to rip kriya. So the rest of the year, you're allowed to. It's not a problem of bal tashlis, because you're doing it for a purpose, but on Chol HaMoed also, you wouldn't be allowed to unless you're obligated to do so. And this would be true afilu likrovov, dafka in neis b'Chol HaMoed, and that which we allow you for the Zayin Krovim to rip on Chol HaMoed, it's only if they died on Chol HaMoed. Avlamais b'yontif, if they died on yontif, and now Dishu footnote number 22 brings down that we should add the word over here v'nikbar, and that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says. He should add the word v'nikbar if he's the person died on yontif and they buried him on yontif. Their custom in some places was to bury on yontif sheni. Even with Jews, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, you can see in the issue foot number 22, we discussed this previously, in the Igros Moshe, Urechayim Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Samach Dalet, brings down that our minhag is not to go and bury in the typical Shomer Torah Mitzvahs community that is not Hasidish, so the minhag is not to go and bury on the second day of Chol HaMoed. So then, therefore, in this situation where you're not burying on Yom Tov, you're burying a Chol HaMoed, that's also called Shas Chimum. That's the height of the emotion, and therefore you could rip Kriya in that situation after the burial on Chol HaMoed. But here we're talking about, Rav Moshe says, Avlameis b'Yom Tov, the Nikbar on Yom Tov, so then, Ein Likroa b'Moed. You don't rip Kriya on Yom Tov, and therefore, since the person's already buried, you don't rip Kriya on Chol HaMoed, Adacha Yom Tov. Then you wait till the Avela starts, the formal Shiva starts. If the yontif, then when you rip kriya, that's when you rip kriya. Then the ishaita lav shaschimum, because on Chol HaMoed it's not the shaschimum because the burial already took place. The lav shashmua, and it's not the time that you hear about it. So therefore, you're not allowed to go rip kriya in that situation on Chol HaMoed. But lamaisa today, where we bury on Chol HaMoed, even if the person was nifter, even right before yontif, and you couldn't bury them before yontif, and or they passed away on yontif, and we're only burying on Chol HaMoed, then you can rip kriya in that situation as well. The Mechaber continues and he says that, in addition to the Zayin Krovim, you're allowed to go and rip Kriya, the Kain al Chocham, for a person who's considered a Talmud Chocham. Mishnah Berurah explains to Sivkon Yud Beis, what's the definition of the Talmud Chocham? Shesholim also Dvar Halacha B'chomachom Yomer, that you ask him any question on any Halacha and he can answer to you, even though, Afil Eino Yodea, Lisa Velitimba, even though he can't give you all the Shakal V'Taya behind the Halacha, but he knows this is the Psak Halacha, so then that person's considered the Talmud Chocham that everybody can rip Kriya for, even a Chol HaMoed. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Dehim Bizmanenu Talmud Chocham Kazeh. He brings down for the Morgan of Rome already that nobody has this status today of being such a Talmud Chacham. The Mechaber continues and he says, or, oh, al gabi odm kosher, for an erlich person, which will define in Dishu foot number 24, what's an erlich person, together odm kosher. He brings out for Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, shumi she'enu choshed al shum averi, he's not suspected of doing averis, v'lo b'yotam yitzvah, he doesn't ever not do a mitzvah, v'lo yotzol of shem ra, he has a sterling reputation, nothing bad is ever said about him, even though, av b'yotam she'enu gol b'tori, even though he's not a big Talmud Chacham, but that's called an odm kosher, an erlich yit. Oh, or alternatively, also you can rip Kriyon Chol HaMoed, the Mechaber tells us, im omat shom b'shasi tzitz ha'neshoma. If Nebuch, you were there at the time that the person passed away, so then you can also rip Kriya on Chol HaMoed. The Mechaber continues and he says, v'yal korov shechayv l'sabalov, and for the korov that you're obligated to sit shiva for, or v'yal chocham, or for the Talmud Chacham, koreya, you rip Kriya, afilu eno b'fonav, when you're mechuyiv to rip Kriya, like we just said, on Chol HaMoed, even if the Mace Nebuch is not right there in front of you. So one might have thought that that's not called Shas Chimum. No, it's still called Shas Chimum. Ella Shebalu Shmua B'moed, as long as you're only hearing about it now on Chol HaMoed. Imhu B'toch Shloshim Yom, and it's not a Shmua Rechoka. It's within the 30 days of the person being Nifter and Nifteres, so then you can rip Kriya in all of these situations. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel says, Hashta Mefarish V'azil Ez Dvar V'Komim, that what we just said now is really an explanation of what we said a moment ago. Sivkot Yud Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, Abulum Le'achar Shloshim Yom, but if it's more than 30 days from when the person passed away, that's called a Shmur Rechoka. And Eino Korea B'moed, in that situation, Afilu al Avivim, even Nebuch, if it's her father or mother, Rechmon al-Islan, he brings down the din in Yoridei, Simon Shin Mem, Sif Lamed Aleph, in the name of the Shach over there as well. Now, we find in Dirshu footnote number 23, that he tells us, Vashomea b'chol HaMoed, Shemeslo Echom Mishar Krovim, V'tuch Shloshim Misoso, if you never hear about one of the other krovim that you don't have to go and rip kriya for on Chol HaMoed, and now it's within 30 days, but if you wait till after Chol HaMoed, it would be more than 30 days, so then he brings down a makel opinion over here that the minhag Ashkenaz brought down by the Ramah is that you'd be allowed to rip a kriya on this even for other krovim as well, so it's within the 30-day period of time. You don't have to wait till after yontif and then not do the kriya. Ubofen zeh lo nogu l'hachmer, they're not machmer over here, and he says it's also the opinion of the Chochmas Adam. Dirshu footnote number 25 brings down that he says, Le'inyan haminig bezmanenu. In the second paragraph, he says, nowadays, he brings down from the Geshe Chaim, Shinogim lohokel shelo likral odom sheno muhsach li odom kosher. That we don't go and rip kriya on anybody unless we know absolutely that they are an odom kosher. even though he says in Dershah Foot number 26 that everybody would have the status of being an Adam Kosher because of Cheskes Kashus, and he brings down the Shulchan Gavo in Dershah Foot number 26 that otherwise people would hear about multiple deaths each day, Rechmon Son, in a large community, and he'd be ripping Kriya after Kriya, and he'll soap, and you wouldn't have any clothing left, and therefore he says you can be Makel over here, unless the person is Vadai Muchsuk Liodim Kosher, that you don't rip Kriya on Chol HaMoed. And he says as well, even if you're there by the Yetzias Neshama, you don't have to rip on Chol HaMoed or any time, because he says otherwise nobody's going to want to be in the presence of the Nifter or Nifteris at the time that they die, so they don't have to rip Kriya. So therefore, this is Halacha L'Maaseh. It's very important for doctors and nurses that might be in the hospital at the time that a patient passes away, so the minhag is that they don't have to necessarily do Kriya. In any event, he brings down back to the Mechaber, Val Odom Kosher, Eno Korea, Elo Im Kinyoda, Bain Miso Lukfura. And when you hear about Nebuchadnezzar, a person that passed away, you don't also rip Kriya at that point in time, unless it is still that the person hasn't been buried. If you hear about it after they've been buried, then you don't rip Kriya. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tezvav adds, and he says, Bim Alma Bishasi Tzias Neshama, Chayv Likroa, Afilu Beinu Odom Kosher. But the basic din, which we just said is not Lamaisa today, is that if you're at the presence of somebody, even if they're not an Erlich Yid, at the time of the death, you rip Kriya, although, as we just brought down from Dershah Foot number 25, the minhag is not to do so, otherwise people are not going to want to be in the presence of the Nifter or Nifteris at the time that they pass away, which is a big schus for the neshama. And he says as well, look in your day, Simin Shemem, Sivav, in the Ramadish, Shinogul, Hokal, Afilu Bad Mokosher, that the minhag is today not to rip Kriya, El Imkain Omid Allah Bishas Yitzias Neshama, that we only rip Kriya for this Adam Kosher if we're there at the time of the Yitzias Neshama, with some of the caveats that we brought down in the issue footnote number 25 and number 26. Then we have the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yesh Chokim. The Ramah says that there are those that are more machmi here, which in Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezayin, he tells us, the Sviul Hu, the Ain Kriya Kla B'Chol HaMoed, that they hold that we don't do Kriya at all on Chol HaMoed. Now we'll continue in this Mishnah Berurah in a second, but let's read more in the Ramah first, which will be explained by this Mishnah Berurah. And he says, V'Nagu B'nei Ashkenaz, which the Mishnah Berurah will say, is really talking about the people that lived in Germany and not the people that lived in Poland, but normally we say B'nai Ashkenaz might include all of them. So here the Ramah says, V'nagu B'nai Ashkenaz shelo likro b'moed kimal aviv imo, that they made sort of a pshara, as the Mishnah Berurah will explain, and that they said, there's an opinion that says you should rip Kriya, there's an opinion that says you don't rip Kriya, so we'll compromise and say, only for father and mother Nebuch to pass away, on Chol HaMoed we rip Kriya, but for the other five Krovim of the Zayin Krovim, we do not rip Kriya. V'ashara mesim korim li'achamoed, you do rip Kriya for them only after the Yontif is over. He brings down in the Maril and the Trumas Hadeshen. Bottom line is, he says, "Welcome she'em minog." If there is no set minog, he says, "Yesh likra kolam." We should paskin that you rip Kriya for all the Zayin Avelim, because that really is the halacha, as the Mishnah will now tell us in Siv Katan Tezayin. He says this Yesh Chokim for the Ramah. We continue on the second line in this Siv Katan. Upani Ashkenaz no glass of pshara, as I mentioned, bein elu shtei hadeos, between the one that says you rip Kriya on all seven and one that says you don't rip Kriya on any of them. Umachakim bein av ve'em ubein shakrovim, and they distinguish between a father and a mother versus the other five relatives, and that's what the Ramah says. V'alzeh siyem haRamah de'bemakom she'em minog mevari, where you don't have a set minog as to what to do. Yesh likra'al kulam, then we do in fact rip Kriya on all of them. The meikar adin halacha k'dei rishona, because the bottom line is we paskin the real halacha should be that you're allowed to rip Kriya on all of them. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud-Zayin says, who are the Bnei Ashkenaz? He says, Hainu Ashkenaz Mamish, it means real Germany. Abba Poland, but in Poland, Noagu Likro Al-Kulam. He brings out from the Achronim that they had the Minog to go rip on all of the Zayin Krovim, not like this Pshara Minog of Germany. The issue for number 29 brings out from the Chokhus Adam, in the name of the Bach, that the Minog Ashkenaz was in fact to rip just, the German Minog was just to rip on the father and mother, and this is also the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan's opinion. However, brings down others that disagree with that, including amongst them the Derech HaChayim and the Rishon Zalman Zatzal, amongst others, that they said the Minigan Eretz Yisrael was L'Kro'al Kol HaKrovim B'Chol HaMoed, that they would rip on all of them, not just on the father and the mother. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Ein Cholzin Kosev El HaKrov Shalmeis. They used to have a custom that they would bare their shoulders, the garments that they had, they would bare their shoulders as a sign of Avelus. The Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down that that's not a minig today. And they would do this only for the Krov Shalmeis, HaMuchavim L'Sabel Olav. And it was on Chol HaMoed, they would only do this for the ones they were designed Krov, and they were obligated to rip Kriya for and to do this Cholzin, or as well for Talmud Chacham, that was the category that we said before that you would rip Kriya for. Mishnah Berurah, however, says, Ayin Yeraday is Simin Shinmem, Siv Yud Zayin, and the Hagor, and the Ramadir, that nowadays the Akshav Lo Noagu Lachlots Kosev Klal. We don't do this nowadays, even on a regular weekday, never mind on Chol HaMoed. And Dershu footnote number 30 brings down the reason is for this, is brought down by the Levush, that nowadays it would be actually a zilzel to walk around with your shoulder bared. And that's only something that a very poor person would do. And therefore, we don't do this. In those days, even in those days, a person didn't do that because it's not lifi kvodo. And today, it's not lifi kvodo of anybody. The Aruch HaShulchan adds that our garments are also different than that we wouldn't do this. If we did it, it would be, you'd have to basically take off the whole garment. And therefore, we're moichel on the kavod in this situation, and we don't do this. The Chabad says, Sivches, Mavrin, B'cholamoyd. You make a Sutas Avar and Cholamoyd, but a little bit differently than you do the rest of the time. Normally, they would do this in these big public gatherings, and not only the Avelim, but the friends of the Avelim, the family of the Avelim, would go and join them. However, here, in this situation on Cholamoyd, Pahu Shalom, in this situation, you don't do it Yavru B'Rechava, in the public area. They used to have like a public square that they would have functions that needed more space. Ela Krovish Mace, but here only the people that are the actual Krovim of the Mace would participate. Velo Yavrua Evil Besoch Beso, and if you're doing this in your house, you don't do this on low seats. Ela Amito Sukufus, you do it on regular seats, not on low seats, because Lefisha Ain Kefias Amita Berego Klab, because we don't sit on low seats on Cholamoy, that is considered Bifahesya, public demonstration of mourning, which is not done. The Chabad continues Siv Tes, and he says, Al HaChacham Mavrin HaKol. However, for a Talmud Chacham that passes away, everybody's considered as relatives, and everybody can join in the Sudas Havroa outside in Chol HaMoed, Besol HaRchav, in the public area, in the public square, Kederach Shemavrin Esu Avelim, like they normally do for an Avel, because Shakol Avelim Avel. Because here, it's not only his family, it's everybody that's participating in this Avelis Nebuch, because the Gadol was lost, and therefore, in this situation, we are allowed to have a regular Sudas Havroa outside in the Rechavim. Sifyud. The Mechaber writes, Osin kol tzarchei ha-meis b'chol ha-moed, that you do all of the needs of the mace on chol ha-moed. You can take care of all of them. What is included in that? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yotes tells us that this includes the tofer, the tachrichin, you can even sew the shrouds, the burial shrouds, afil ma'is yumin, even done professionally, it is allowed. And, however, you have to do this betzina. The Mechaber tells us that you can do the tzarchim, the mesa chol ha-moed, such as gozes in sa'aro, you'd be allowed to cut his hair where it was necessary, umechabsin kesuso, or clean the burial shrouds or the garments for the mace, v'osin la'oran, you'd be allowed to go and make the coffin, v'chotzer shebo ha-mace, only, however, in the place where the mace is being held. Kedeshi enikar shul tzarech ha-mace, because when anybody sees you doing things like this, they'll realize that you're doing it l'tzarech ha-mace. V'imlo yulam nesarim, if they didn't have beams for the coffin, so then mivin koros, you can take larger beams, v'nos v'meim nesarim, and make them into the planks for the coffin, v'tzina, b'soch ha-bayis, you should ideally do this in privacy inside the house. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof tells us if you can't do this inside, then you can do it outside as well. However, that when you're allowed to do it in public, it's only if you're doing it in public in front of Jewish people, but you can't do this in public in front of goyim. Afilu b'dilo efshar. He brings out from the Magen Avraham, even if there's no choice, you can't do this. And Dishu foot number 34 explains, because if the goyim is seeing that you're doing work on Yontif, so you're allowed to work on Yontif, they can say, well, if you can work on Chol HaMoed, so then we're going to ask you to do other work on Chol HaMoed, and that would be a problem. So therefore, the Magen Avraham says, don't do this in public in front of goyim on Chol HaMoed. However, the El Yerab is Mekel, af l'gabi yakum, hecha d'ilo efshar. He says, if there's no choice, you can be Mekel in that situation as well. The Mechaber continues and he says, if it's a well-known person, however, and it's clear that you're doing this all for that person who Nebuch was Nifter, then you can do it even in public. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafal tells us, everybody knows that it's being done for the mace. Dirish foot number 35 brings down, if it's a small town where there's only a few Jews, you likewise can do it because everybody knows it's for the mace. But if it's in a large town, it's not so clear that everybody's going to know that you're doing it for the mace. And he says, then you shouldn't do it in public. Chabad continues and says, "Avol in korsin eitz min hayara," but you're not allowed to go to the forest and chop down a tree. Linsom imen and som lorum to make the planks that you're going to need for the coffin. The Mishnah Berurah explains, "Sivkon chabeis avol muta lakos hadas," but you'd be allowed to go cut down a hadas, which was the custom. The Yishuv foot number 36 reminds us that they used to have a fragrant aroma from the hadas. Shakol yod mishul tzorach hameis, and when you cut this down, everybody knew it was for the mace. Lahavir a sirkon to remove the bad decay smell of the mace. Mashen kena rosin, but as opposed to the wood, if they'd cut down a tree, Yisrael should cut tzorach binyan. They would think you're doing it for construction purposes. And even for a well-known person, that would not be allowed. However, if you don't have wood for the coffin, you'd be allowed to go chop down a tree, chop down a real tree that's attached. Even if it's not for a well-known person, certainly for a non-Jewish person can do this, that's not a problem. And the Chabad concludes and says, you're not allowed to go and quarry stones to make the kever. Mishabura adds the Sivkan Chab Gimel, Rosh Lomar, Min HaHar, from the mountain. Avalim Heim Chatzuvim Kvar, but they're already quarried, Rosh Lachalkim, to smooth them out, Vlasim Mem Kever, that you'd be allowed to do, Dino Kamo, Nesir Sakoros Canal, that you'd be allowed to do. Finally, the Chabah concludes, he says, V'mokum Shehudim Ma'at Dorim, V'mokum Echad, V'akol Yodim Kiyesh Meis, but yeah, it's a small city, and everybody knows that there's a Jewish person that passed away, HaKol Choshev Kim Forsum, that's considered like it's very well known, and you'd be allowed to do this. With that, we conclude today's shiur.